Cape Town City and Baroka are the only two teams who will not have sleepless nights regardless of how they fare in the last cup competition available this season. City won the MTN 8 earlier this season, whilst Baroka last month took home the Telkom knockout. It is now the last opportunity for teams to add gloss to their season. It is now time for the Nedbank Cup. Hello and welcome to the Transfer Rep. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu.
Sokala Duma Radio.
On the show today, we have Sokala Duma's very own international editor, David Kapel, who will take us through the most compelling player sales of the past 7 days, including one surprise transfer from FC Barcelona. In the spirit of the Nedbank Cup, we'll profile some of the underdogs, including an underdog looking to cause a major upset on the Glamour Boys. Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with players and coaches. Here is what was covered in this week's edition of the paper. Bafana Bafana and Witwatersrand defender Buhle Mkhwanazi sat down with our journalist Viva Nazo as they spoke about the Clever Boys title challenge and Bafana Bafana. Remember Frank Schoeman, the former Sundowns defender? Our deputy editor Lunga Adam caught up with the PE native to reminisce about his football career on the Still In Touch section of the paper. One of the best African football players at the moment is Liverpool and Senegal's very own Sadio Mane. He spoke to legendary Thomas Kwenayete about his recent success with the Reds and his World Cup appearance with Senegal. As the clubs gear up for the Nedbank Cup fixtures, we have a two-page spread previewing some of the spiciest fixtures of the upcoming weekend in the Nedbank Cup. You will catch all that great content and so much more on the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Two PSL teams will be welcoming, or rather will be taking on ABC Motsepe League teams. That is Golden Arrows playing against Tsjekastad Junior Shepherds and Kaizer Chiefs traveling to the Sisa Tugasha Stadium and taking on Tornado FC. So let's hear from the chairman, Mr. Spiwo Nyobo, from Tornado FC, and also from the side of Tsjekastad Junior Shepherd, we'll hear from Mr. Lucky Nkosi.
Tornado FC, yes, I'm Tanzania. I'll see the game Tanzania, but under Island. It's allowed ABC Motep. Yes, he didn't get playoffs last season. I win. It's still in fighting even this season by pinning the playoffs. It was a good lad, like a net game challenge. It was a winner. Yeah, he and the Eastern Cape. From South level. Yogan Gugu represents the Eastern Cape. Ibala light was in civil society. Go back to some Dazan. We suppose was civil society, but as he got to, she does a leg against me. But I came to the opposite Lala corners, Lala and North End, Wala Paceland.
And then is and the bonoba in Kukaka as Sandovel and Wogindo, but oh, I saw about Mumka creation with Sire, we Chipper United, Sabomusoning, Ukwikaela Eli, Umastalanja Kabakabang and Doba, Usain Kosan Ranan of Eko Shaker.
Utsepo, the NI 2 seasons. Obviously, I would play our special team because I'm away.
Okay.
Ufigil up a goalkeeper coach, what in Sasa Sua Tobel Bigwa. But he take over as a caretaker coach. Some appoint that was his Milan line. Who appoint that way to a 32 or 70 playoffs. Who take a good December? Savo, I think that's the next game in the second or first month. Who Chipa United. Said to me, we can't keep you because I should manage in terms of salary. We are a small team. If you could team up better and cool not here with PSL, then you can go, Mr. Gaza. As far as the city, instead of sitting, so we send good luck to Bagalogo. As soon as we can afford the salary, I could see that we turn that. So, I'm going to turn the week cheaper for December, but January, club in mid-January wabuya. So igame yakhe yesibini le in charge. Ufikile sawadlala ne Highbar. Usayidla 4-0 sabasisiya kule Kaizer Chiefs.
All right. And then masikhabele ezibhaleni ke bawo. Kaizer Chiefs niyayamkela ngecawe kwikhaya lenu isisadukashe nangona ke ilikhaya lethutyana isisadukashe masithethe ke ngamakhosi umyalezo omni mhlambi onobanika wona niyaboyika niliqela mhlambi ninabadlali abazakwazi umela umfutho walo mdlalo
masiqale kule ndawo ithona the ambitious asiyibondi letim esiyoyikayo so we believe intoba 11-11 if we are talking about the club the club was formed in 1982. That means inkulu la the eSlandan. If you check now your records, uzakutshela ukuthi iTornado iteam ekhona apha yenye team ephezulu esithi ke ngokuba siku-ABC ayikho apha eSlandan iteam engenhla kunathi okwelinga. Yes. So amakhosi sizawamkela. Wamkele sisadukashe kutala kwi-backyard yethu sizodlala nawo sizodlala ibhola kuphela.
All right. And then okokugqibela abadlali mhlawumbi kufuneka sibajongile kula match ababini abathathu ekufuneka sibajongile into yoba bangenza umahluko for iTornado.
Unfortunately ke andifani ndisebaleni nomhlekazana njengo-tournament team amagama abaplaya ndiwaza ke bantulayo.
Okay, all right. No, kuyavakala tata. Ndiyabulela kakhulu ke ngomzuzwana osiphe wona. Ndiyabulela kakhulu, enkosi.
Enkosi.
I started for two seasons in 2013 and joined IABC Mutsipe for two seasons in 2014 up until today.
And then umdlalo lona nizowudlala ne Golden Arrows uzobidlala eMbombela Stadium kuyini mhlambi ongatshela bona balandela ukuthi kumele bayilinzele lapha kulowo mdlalo what can the fans expect from that game
bona ngukho okuseni okuhlukile mina because kuzobe kudlalwa ibhola like as usual
You know, you're a PSL, and I hope that you're a PSL. Tina is South Africa, ne Golden Arrows, ekumele ibheke kuChaka Stad Junior Shepherd. Ngolwesithathu bekudlala iBeat vs Wits idlala ne team iPoint Tigers. Badlala lapho bekumele bashaywe ngabo 10-0, bashaywe 4-0. Iquality nje umahluko wequality ubumkhulu kakhulu. So what can South Africans expect from Chaka Stad Junior Shepherd on the game against Golden Arrows, Steve Compeller's team? I'm not sure. We are playing to win the game, not to lose.
Hi, Hi, my name is Thabo Mokonyane, and in case you missed it, here are some of the news that made the headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. Sundowns were expected to meet with George Lovisa to discuss his immediate future at the club, this after the 29-year-old failed to show up for training in the past few days. According to CS sources, Sundowns are looking to solve the current issue with the player, although it is understandable that Lebisu could be growing frustrated with his circumstances, as he has just a week left to complete the move away from Masandawana. Sources have been informed that Lebisu is believed to prefer a move to head coach Benny McCarthy's Cape Town City side, with the Citizens having been linked with the player in the past. Kaizer Chiefs have formally opened talks with right-back Ramahlem Phalele, whose contract expires at the end of the season. The two parties are now indeed locked in negotiations, and sources have indicated that Mphahlele wants to remain at Chiefs, who are more than happy to extend his stay. According to an insider, Mamelodi Sundowns have shown an interest in their former captain and will be keeping a close eye on these talks in case there is a twist. The South African Police Service, SAPS, have provided an update on an alleged matter believed to involve Bafana Bafana striker, who could be in hot water with the law for allegedly assaulting a woman. It was recently reported in local media that the player is believed to be Tokelo Ranti, although the SAPS have not confirmed nor denied the identity of the accused. Contacted for comment, the SAPS confirmed that an outcome is pending for the alleged matter after the docket was referred to court on Monday. Polokwane City striker Rodney Ramakgalela could well be on his way to Johannesburg this year amid talk of interest from Orlando Pirates and other Absa Premiership clubs. While the Buccaneers and SuperSport United have been linked with Ramakgalela in the past, we have been informed that Highlands Park are the latest team to make their interest known, as he considers an exit. Ramakgalela has scored 23 Absa Premiership goals over the past 2.5 seasons for Rising Sharks.
I'm now joined on the studio by Sokola Duma's international editor, Dave Kapel. Dave, thank you very much for speaking to us. How are you feeling this year?
I'm good. It's always nice to chat to you guys about some transfers.
Yeah, I was excited when we spoke last week that you were going to come through. Excited, but inquisitive as well. One of the most puzzling things, and I understand it in a way because clubs have always said that it's very difficult to sign players in January, but be that as it may, we know that there are teams with big checks that like signing players. We haven't really heard much from them. Real Madrid, Manchester United, Bayern Munich, we haven't really seen major movements from them. Why has it been quiet in your neck of the woods in the international section?
I think if we look at Real Madrid, for example, they're just not 100% sure about their current coach, Santiago Solari. He replaced Julen Lopetegui earlier in the season. He's done okay. He's won the Club World Cup, but he's not shot the lights out. So behind the scenes, Mourinho's name is ringing at Real. So I'm thinking they don't want to commit to buying players for Solari right now, not knowing he will be there by the end of the season. And then having players that maybe the new coach doesn't want. So I think that's one of the reasons why Real have been quiet. They're still looking for a replacement for Ronaldo. You know, those names that are rumored there, you know, your Hazard, Mbappe, Neymar, they all cost too much and they won't leave in mid-season. Yeah. But I think we will be in for quite a big transfer window from Real at the end of the season.
And in the next few days, I mean, we are now entering the last week of the transfer window. Any musing of big names or one of the big teams signing one or two players?
It's been relatively quiet. The only club that I can really still see spending a lot of money is PSG. Their coach, Thomas Tuchel, said he's desperate for a defensive midfielder. They have been linked with a couple of names. And I think they will get their men. I just don't know who at this stage because there have been so many names flying around.
Yeah, the last I saw of that was Idrissa Gueye from Everton. And I thought he's a good player with good statistics in terms of tackles and breaking play in the defensive midfield. He's one of the top players in Europe, statistically speaking. But would Everton be able to let him go?
Yeah, he is one that's been linked with them. I think if PSG pay enough, Everton will let him go. They just need to, you know, reach that point where Everton can't say no anymore. There's another one, Leandro Paredes. He's with Zenit. He's also chased by Chelsea. Chelsea also still want to sign a defensive midfielder. So that's like a race between PSG and Chelsea. I think one of them will sign him. And there have been a few others. PSG missed out on Frankie de Jong, who joined Barcelona. But I guess we'll talk about him just now.
Yeah, before we get into that, you know, one of the One that I would like to see happening is Dukure from Watford. I mean, he's an excellent central midfielder. If he goes, I saw Javi Garcia speaking about him, that Dukure is one of our players. He's very important to us. He's not going anywhere, but I would really genuinely love to see him in a big team because we see him scoring goals, making impact from the center of the midfield, but because he plays for Watford, there are limitations to how far he can take his career. It would be nice to see him in a PSG shirt.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's one of those players, you know, he impresses as a box-to-box midfielder.
Yeah.
I think he will stay till the end of the season, and then there will be a couple of clubs that will be interested in him. And I think United, Arsenal are also looking at him. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with him.
Yeah, major moves being made by the Blaugrana, Barcelona, over the past 7 days. It was shocking when I saw your story on the website or a story from your team, the international section of the website, that one of our own sons, German and Ghanaian midfielder, attacking midfielder rather, Kevin Prince-Boateng, being signed by Barcelona. His age was being mentioned. Why are Barcelona signing this old guy? However, there are factors to it. He has experience and so on. Talk to us about that move.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Prince-Boateng's move from Sassuolo in Serie A, where I think he scored around 4 goals in the league this season, to Barcelona was one of the ones that really shocked world football.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons. One, no one saw it coming. No one was, you know, tweeting about it or reporting about it a day in advance. Once the rumors happened, everything happened so quick. You know, it started on Tuesday morning and he already traveled to Barcelona in the evening and was announced a few hours later. Many questioning why they are signing a player like this. I mean, he has experience. I think Barcelona are his 11th club in Europe. He's played for some pretty big ones like Spurs, AC Milan. He scored some important goals, but he's not like one that scores goals in every game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think what was mentioned as one of the reasons why they signed him is because, one, he has history in La Liga. He played for Las Palmas. His Spanish is excellent. He's very experienced. And he's supposed to take minutes off Luis Suarez so that he can rotate more. And yeah, just to bring his overall experience as 31-year-old into the team.
Yeah, I was excited for him because he's one of my favorite players. I love him. I understand that he really doesn't stay a long time with teams, 11th team in his career so far. And also another signing from Barcelona was Dutch midfielder Frankie de Jong. Talk to us about that move. Was it an expensive signing? Because we know Ajax is a selling club and they don't sell for cheap.
Yeah, I mean, he's the most expensive signing of this window, even though he will only join the club at the end of the season.
Mm.
But I think Barcelona just wanted to get the deal over the line because he was linked with Manchester City, Paris Saint-Germain, Juventus. All of them were interested in him. Mm. He himself said he spoke to Pep Guardiola, he spoke to the PSG coach. But in the end, his style of football matched Barcelona's style of football. They paid a lot of money for him, 75 million euros, plus another 11 million in add-ons.
Mm.
But everyone that has seen him, that's close to him, says this player, he's only 21 years old, matches Barcelona's style of play, Barcelona's philosophy. And there's rumors that even Lionel Messi asked the board to sign him, that he wanted this player at the club because he's been compared to, you know, your Johan Cruyff, Xavi, you know, he plays in that type of position and he's really one for the future for Barcelona.
All right. And then another story that you termed the merry-go-round, and it's a merry-go-round because AC Milan needed to get a striker first in order to get rid of a striker. Chelsea needed to get rid of a striker, and then as a result, they needed a striker. Atletico Madrid, I think, last time I checked, was to profit on Alvaro Morata. As a result, Higuain has now joined Chelsea because Higuain left AC Milan and AC Milan signed a striker. Let's talk about that move.
Yeah, so two moves out of this striker merry-go-round have happened so far. Gonzalo Higuain has joined Chelsea on loan. It's a six-month loan deal that they can extend for another season or they can sign him permanently at the end of the campaign.
Mm.
For them, it makes sense because they struggled with Morata not firing regularly, with Giroud being more of a target man than a goal scorer. Maurizio Sarri, he's played Eden Hazard out of position as Fulton's nine recently, but they struggled to score goals. I think they've not scored a goal in three of their last five Premier League games.
Mm.
So they needed, you know, a goal scorer. And Higuain, he's played under Sarri before. He knows his style of play. I think in the campaign that they played together at Napoli, he scored 38 goals, a career high for him. So it makes sense for them. AC Milan needed to sign a replacement for him. They got Genoa's Piatek, who's been chasing Cristiano Ronaldo for the Golden Boot in Serie A.
Mm.
And the last piece that hasn't fallen into place yet is Alvaro Morata. Obviously needs to leave Chelsea because now there is no space for him and he will not be happy to sit on the bench. Atletico Madrid are interested in him, but Diego Simeone said the deal is a bit complicated. We still think it's going to happen before the transfer window closes.
All right. It's very, very interesting. Dave, thank you very much as usual for your time and your expertise. Thank you so much, sir.
It's a pleasure always.
Thank you very much for listening. Look out for our social media posts on after the Nedbank Cup fixtures, where we'll ask you to react on the football matches. We'll play those reactions on the Fan Reaction Show on Monday. Thank you so much and goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.